Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, you know, I have been excited about doing the radio show broadcast right here live on Blog Talk Radio for a very long time, but I'm telling you, this is one of the more exciting shows that I think I've done in a long time, and I've been doing it for a while, but I'm telling you, being able to help authors. I don't know if there's any other group of people that I love helping more other than students. I absolutely love helping, and let me just clarify that. I love helping failing students. So if you got a failing student, you need to call me, inbox me on Facebook, do whatever you need to do. I believe I was born to help failing students. I know I was. So please, I don't like to see students fail. I absolutely love helping them. And I think the other group that I love helping more than anyone else are those who have a criminal record, who are coming out of jails and coming out of prisons, and who think that they have this big scar or mark. But back to helping authors, because I really want to do that today. And as a matter of fact, the topic, what I wanted to talk about today, has to do with helping individuals with publishing their books and writing the books, publishing, but the ultimate in then actually selling the book. You know, I put on Facebook, I said, are you an author? Would you like to write a book and then publish it and then make lots of money selling that book? And I said, if this is you, then you do not want to miss this episode today. So I want to get right into it. And I want to start by saying that being an author and selling your books can absolutely change your life financially, spiritually, and in other ways. Being an author, writing a book, can change your life financially, spiritually, educationally, in so many ways, in so many ways. Now, there is a saying that everyone has a book inside of them. But then there's also a saying, but not everybody needs to write it. Okay. So I don't want people who haven't written a book or won't write a book, there's no need for you to feel any kind of deference or any type of lack. That's not what we're talking about here. But we do need to stir up that thing in people who do need to write their book, that have some sort of message or help for someone else. Now, there's a whole, you know, I won't have enough time to go through the whole publishing process. I do have a webinar that does that. So, again, if you want that webinar, you can inbox me for that, and I will send you a link for that webinar or invite you to the webinar when we do the webinar live. But the webinar has already been done, and you can just go and listen to the webinar, and it will tell you a little bit about copywriting and things like that. But talking about selling the book, because I've sold over 5,000 copies of my books. The number one best-selling book that I have is Release Your Power. And that book in and of itself has a lot to do with being an author and doing things that you never thought would happen before. And I said today that I wanted to give you 8 keys to selling more of your books, because here's what I learned the very hard way. Like I said, I'm going to give you stuff that it took me about 7 years to learn, and I'm giving it to you in about 35-40 minutes. So I hope that you are ready to listen. But it is an exciting journey. It's one of the most exciting things I've ever done, and especially coming from the background of having been a high school dropout, flunking out of school, not liking to read, not liking to write, not ever doing homework, unless I was beaten by my parents. So, and I do want to say good morning, and welcome, especially if it's your first time. Thanks to, I believe it's, her name is Nicole. Thank you for, you know, saying that you would tune in. Thank you to Myra Rutledge, who also was an author, a writer, a publisher. She has a huge writers group and a group of authors here on Facebook. And so welcome you to the show, and to my good friend, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. God bless you. I don't see he's in the chat room yet, but he may tune in. He did inbox me on Facebook and say that he would tune in, if he could, all the way live from Tokyo. And he was a regular. He actually, it's about 10 o'clock at night there, so, you know, he may, you know, be already gone to bed. But nonetheless, so we talk about being an author, writing a book. Writing a book will probably be your second hardest thing you'll ever do. You know, pouring that book out and the nights you'll stay up writing and all the sacrifices you'll make to take the time to just sit down and write the book. Give up going out to dinner or going on boat rides with your friends. You're going to give up a lot just to write the book. Let's make that clear. But you write that one book, I'm telling you, it can change your life and cause you to do things and go places that you never, ever thought you would do. It can solve a lot of problems, not just for you, but for other people. As a matter of fact, I think it's the other way around. You're writing a book to solve problems, not for yourself, but for others. I believe that's the first case and point. You're not writing the book for you. You're writing it for others, and that might help you get it done. If you realize how important it is and how serious that person's situation or problem or trial is, they need that book. It's almost like the Bible. God knew we needed that so much that look at what he did in the people's lives to get that book written. So it's a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice for others. But what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. But once you pour out and once you do the research and any research that you add in your book and you're telling your stories and you once you get all that done and, you know, you write it down, you do a first draft, then you do a second draft, then possibly a third draft. That takes a little time. It depends on how big your book is, whether it's 50 pages or 500 pages. It's all relevant. And then after you've done your first, second, and third draft, each time, moving things around, putting things where they need to be, taking things out that don't need to be there. Again, you're speaking to that person that you're trying to help. If you're writing a cookbook, you might possibly be helping the person who can't come up with recipes on their own. Maybe they didn't have a mama and a grandma and a big sis and an Aunt Sue that gave them recipes, so you're helping that person. Or maybe you're writing a cookbook about healthy dishes that, again, some people don't know how to make a healthy dish. So some people, all they know about a healthy dish is a salad, okay? But they don't want to eat salad every single day of their life or, you know. So you write that cookbook of healthy dishes, you're helping someone. And you write a book for how to, like my good friend Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant's book, The Best Kind of Loving, A Black Woman's Guide to Intimacy. Oh, my goodness. Her book is helping people. She didn't need that necessarily for herself. She needed to help somebody. So that's where you want to start. Who is your book helping? If you start there, my next 8 keys will be easy. So if you haven't done that, if you've already written the book, you might need to rewrite it. Because if you didn't start with who is this book to help, and I know you say it's helping you, and that's a good start. But you really need to know who else are you helping, because once you know who your book is helping, the selling part will be a non-issue. So if you haven't done that, you need to do that. And so that right there is like one of my biggest secrets to give out to authors. And the reason I say secret is because most people don't know it. And it took me a lot of research. It took me a lot of time to discover it. But I'm giving it to you. So I hope that you're getting something from it. So the first thing you need to do is to know who you wrote the book for, in terms of trying to actually sell the book. Now here's the thing you need to know about sales. Do you have to sell the book? Absolutely. Listen, my husband is a salesman. Okay. If you go into any car dealership, those people there are salesmen or women, salesmen and women, salespeople. Okay, people have to sell. You get phone calls every day of somebody trying to sell you something, right? You have network marketing sales. You have internet sales. You have to sell, okay? Let's face it. But here's the problem with selling. Here's why most people don't do very well with selling. I'm going to let you in on another little secret. Here's what most people don't like to do. Okay, people, for some odd reason, and I haven't figured this out yet, I'm not a psychologist, I'm a business major, but people do not like to be sold. If you try to sell your book to someone, more than likely they didn't buy it. Am I right? Would you agree? Probably not. They didn't buy it. You tried to sell it, but they wouldn't buy it because people don't like to be sold anything. I'm trying to tell you. They don't. But here's the problem with that. You need to sell your book. People don't like to be sold. So how in the world did I end up selling 5,000 copies of my book? And I mean, my book isn't about sex, because I probably could have sold more copies had it been. You know, my book isn't about how to get a threesome going, or, you know, my book isn't about the down low sister or the down low brother who is fooling everybody and all of that stuff. A lot of times those books sell faster because people, they don't like to be sold, but they love drama. I found out the human potential for drama is very high. We have a high threshold for drama. So those books act. So my book is a self-help book. My book is about how to take your messed up life and turn it into a treasure, turn it into this awesome thing. You know, my book is about how to take a mess and turn it into success. So how did I end up selling, you know, and that's a harder sale, right? Possibly, maybe, I don't know. Let's see. Okay, so let me go through these 8 key. I always want to tell you all this, just kind of setting it up. But people don't like to be sold. But what is our current debt in the United States? It's high. It's in the trillions of dollars, right? And as a matter of fact, they're talking about it being the highest it's ever been, right? Why? Debt. Why? What about people in there? And how many people do you know who live paycheck to paycheck? How many times have you tried to sell people something and they said, oh, well, I'll get it when I get paid? That's how you know people live paycheck to paycheck. If you try to sell someone something and they can't purchase it on the spot, like if they can't go to their bank account or to their debit account or their any other account and purchase it, that means that they're living paycheck. If they say, well, I got to get it when I get paid, or if they say, I got to get it on Friday, that lets you know people are living paycheck to paycheck. So what does that mean? That means that people are spending all their money when they get paid. So if people don't like to be sold, but they're buying to the point where they don't have any savings, our country buys to the point that we're in this super trooper duper debt. So what am I saying here? What is the point? The point is, even though people don't like to be sold, they love to buy. So when you think about selling your books, I just gave you one of the biggest ultimate secrets right there. Because you probably never thought of that. And if you thought of it, great. But I know I never thought of it when I first wrote my book. I had no idea. People they hate to be sold, but they love to buy, some to the point of ruin. Some people, they will spend their money to the point where they don't have any more money and they're being thrown out of their apartments and their homes. So how do you do it? How do you sell books in this type of an environment? Because that, or sell anything for that matter. It doesn't matter whether you're selling books, whether you're selling garments, whether you're selling, it doesn't matter, jewelry, it doesn't matter what you're selling. It's coffee, donuts, it's all the same. People don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. So what do you have to do? So these keys that I'm giving you are going to help you make your book the book that they want to buy. So first thing you're going to do, the first key that you're going to do to selling your book, was I told you already, know your audience. Who did you write that book for? You wrote the book for somebody. Who is that audience? You got to go find them. Where are they? Are they hanging out in the gym? Are they hanging out at Starbucks? Are they hanging out on college campuses? Do they attend the Rotary Club? Where is your reader? You got to find them. If your reader is not on Facebook, check this out. If your reader is not on Facebook and you continue to promote your book on Facebook, you may find that you're not selling any books. You have to find your reader. Where are they? If your reader is in North Carolina and you live in Nebraska, guess what? You got to get down to North Carolina. It's just that simple. If you live in North Carolina and your reader is in Seattle, Washington, you have to find a way to get yourself to Seattle, Washington. Take a bus, take the train, rent a car, take a plane, whatever you got to do. If you want to sell books, you got to find your reader. For the most part, people, like I said, they don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. But here's the trick to that, loving to buy. Here's the trick. People buy, two reasons they buy, either because they need it or because they want it. It's two things. They need or they want. That's it. Now, you may find some people will buy just because they know you, but that's a very few people, unless you're like Oprah Winfrey and you know 300 million people. No, she actually knows more probably, and certainly more people know her. Close to 7 billion people know her because basically the whole world knows this lady for the most part. Okay, so if you're relying on selling the book to people that you know or people that know you, well, like, for instance, I got 2,000 friends on Facebook, so at least 2,000 people know me, at least, you see. So now that means you'll sell 2,000 books, and if all the people that you know bought the book simply because they know you. Other than that, people buy because they need and they want. So your job, if you want to sell more books, You have to know who, I'm giving you, this is the biggest key you'll ever get from anyone. You, and I'm breaking it down. I think I'm making it kind of simple because other people told me this, but I still couldn't figure it out because they spoke it in such language that was above my comprehension. It was above my understanding about this industry. This industry of being an author, published or not, self-published or traditionally published by a big publishing house, it doesn't matter, has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. They have systems in place, ideologies and theories in place that, you know, it's hard to just jump in and figure everything out. And you know, and they have certain things that are coded and hidden behind certain other things. Don't ask me why. Like I said, I'm not a psychologist. I will have to call my good friend, Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant, to explain that. Okay? So that's number one. Know your audience, know where they are. The second thing that you can do, certainly you probably already know this and maybe you're doing it, but is just get yourself a speak at other on other people's radio shows, like, for instance, on my show. I mean, it won't cost you anything. You can do it from your cost of your own home. You know, again, you may sell one book. But here's the thing. Don't just get on my show. Go and get on a show where the audience of that show is based on the people who need your book. Say, for instance, you wrote a book about domestic violence, right? Well, you want to go and try to get on a show that deals with domestic violence. You know, most people who have any type of radio show, whether it's a national radio show like a radio station like a WBLS, or if it's Blog Talk Radio, Talk Shoe, any of these others, who is their audience? If the audience is not, for instance, if you wrote a book on domestic violence, if the audience is not people who deal with the domestic violence, just because you come on that show doesn't mean you're going to sell a book. That's my point. So, yeah, you want to speak on shows, but speak on shows that have a message to the audience who you wrote that book for. The third thing that you want to do is, the third thing that you could do, now all these things I've done, so I'm just giving you the things that I've done, is to become a conference speaker. But with that, you need to make sure you have excellent public speaking skills. It's very hard to make it in the conference speaking business. But if you have excellent public speaking skills, you can do it. And it takes about a year to really hone those skills in. It could take longer. It could take 5 years. If you're a natural, it might only take you 6 months or 3 months. But it's not an overnight thing. Because, again, that's an industry that's been around for a long time. They already have a set-up system for what meeting planners and those who put together conferences already know what they're looking for, what the speaker needs to have. And so you need to have to go and learn all that. Now, just so happens that's another workshop that I do, teaching people how to be a conference speaker. But I'm not the only one. There are tons of people out there who can teach you the same thing. It's your choice of who you want to work with. But I do tend to speak at events where they want someone to come in and empower and motivate their people, to fire them up. When they want somebody to come in and kind of fire people up and get them to think and do those kind of things, I typically will get those phone calls. You can also consider hosting your own radio show. Now you put out the topic of whatever the topic of your book is. Do a radio show and then publicize it, and then you begin to track the type of people that want your book. And now you can sell books that way. So, for instance, my radio show is about empowerment, motivation. So the LaLisa Williams Show, I bring different people on. Therefore, these are people that are coming in to talk about empowerment and motivation, and I sell books that way. Oh, another thing that you could do to sell more books is you have to absolutely, you're going to get an electronic presence, right? Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and LinkedIn, and all the above. But again, start attracting the people that want what you have. Like right now, I have probably, maybe 1,500 between LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, possibly close to 3,000 people who are authors, people in some type of media industry, or people in ministry. That's who my audience is right now. So these individuals have unique likenesses. They like some of the same types of things. So if I'm going to present something to them, I already know what I'm working with because I know who my audience is. All right? Again, I'm not going to give that audience, you know, this or this or that or something, you know. I don't need to talk to that audience about how to make a boat, how to make a, you know, how to make a cell phone. This is an audience that I could talk to about something like this, how to sell more books, how to market your books, where to get your books sold, how to make your book stand out amongst in the sea of other books, you know, a ton of books. So you want to have that presence, but again, you want to know who your audience is. Another thing you can do to sell more books is just tell everybody. Don't try to pick and choose because you never know. Some people that have bought my book has been the strangest people that I probably never would have thought that would have bought the book. You never know who, because, again, yes, we wrote the book for people that need it, but you don't know everybody's needs. One day I was in Virginia. We were down there to speak at a conference. So we decided to go to the mall, myself and another young lady that was traveling with me. We were walking through the mall in Virginia Beach, and it was the Military Circle Mall, for those of you who know Virginia. And as I'm walking back out of the mall, a woman says to me, "Oh, you look very beautiful." And I said, "Oh, thank you. I'm speaking at an event." Somehow I got that out. And I said, "I'm the author of this book." And she was sitting there with her young child. And she says, "Oh, can I see it?" I let her see the book. Now, something in the title or something in the cover or whatever spoke to the woman. She said, "Can I purchase it?" I said, "Sure." So right there, sitting in the mall somewhere near the food court, I sold a book. Well, that woman turned around, she read the book, and then she wrote me like a 2-page letter about how that book changed her life. She went, now I don't know the lady, I never had met this woman. She went to her church and recommended that book, and from there, I sold more copies. So that's what I mean by tell everyone, because you don't know everybody's needs, you don't know who needs to hear what you have in your book. Another thing you have to do, I'm on number seven now, just in case you lost count. You have to research. Research every single day on your book. Who needs this book? Who's having these problems? Remember, people purchase for two reasons, because of a need or because of a want. That's it. People don't just purchase because they have the money. Unless, of course, they're your friends and they're just buying it. I said that. But no. Because they need it or they want it. So if you can identify people's wants, a want for your book and a need for your book, you're good to go. You'll sell more copies. Number eight, you need to build a platform. You need to build a platform. Okay, and the reason why is because once you sell that first 5,000 copies of your book, if you write another book, you already have your platform. Sell another 5,000 copies to that platform. That platform of people are the people who bought your first book, and they will buy your second book. You have to write a second book. Don't rely on one book. Don't stop. If you wrote one book, you should be able to write a second book. Now, I'm going to throw a couple of more of these in for free. I have already given you 8 keys to selling your book. Okay, and if you're in the chat room, you will lose sound because we're just down to 60 seconds, and then only people will hear would be the people on the phone lines. So actually, you could call in. That's 347-9457-991, 347-9457-991, or you can go back and listen to the archives. But just to recap, number one, you must know your audience, who you wrote the book for. You must know them, and you must seek them out. You must find them, because again, people don't like to be sold, but they absolutely love to buy. And if you can find them, and you've tapped into your need and your want, and you can sell your book, and you can sell more copies. That's how you end up selling 5,000 copies. I just found people that need to release their power And that's how I sold the book, or my other book, God's Plan for My Success. Don't forget, speak on other people's show, but make sure they have an audience for your book. Become a conference speaker. Set yourself up as a speaker. As a speaker, they'll bring you in to speak, and you'll say, yes, I want to bring my book. This is how I sold probably at least half of those 5,000 copies of my book, is by being a conference speaker. It doesn't matter if it's a conference of 20 people or a conference of 1,000 people. As a matter of fact, it will probably start out with the small, because you don't have a name yet. No one knows you. But you can start small right in your local community, and then you'll grow. When you speak, and this is one of the biggest secrets that I'm giving away right now. When you speak, no matter what your topic is, for the most part, the audience, at least half the audience, will buy your book, especially if you can tie your speech to your book. I spoke at a church once over in Jersey City, and they must have had about 300 people in the congregation, women mostly, but there were men as well. It was a women's day. And I had my books, and they took my books downstairs for me. Well, I was upstairs, and I was preaching, and luckily for me, the woman gave me the topic to preach on, which was the topic of my book, Release Your Power. And so I'm up there, and I'm preaching my heart out, thank God, and I'm preaching about releasing your power and the power of God in your life. We got finished preaching, and, you know, people come up sometimes, and they want to, you know, shake your hand or whatever after you preach, and they want to tell you how the sermon had blessed them. But before I got downstairs, they had a breakfast going on for the event. Before I got downstairs, my box of books was empty. I never got the chance to sit down, write some things in it, say how you doing to the people. The books were gone. And this happened, a similar thing happened to me when I spoke at Agape, God bless, a lady, Odessa McNeil, I can't think of her official title, but she was having an event. The lady did not even know me. I called her up. I heard she was having a women's event, and I called her up and asked her if I could come bring my books. She said yes. I brought my books, and I wasn't expecting to get up and speak, but I am a speaker, so I'm always prepared. So, and that's the other thing. You have to go and get training on how to be a speaker, because it's really, 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 really important. You can join our Toastmasters group or any other Toastmasters group, or you can simply take my public speaking training. But here's the thing. I got up. She asked me to speak, and I, like, again, you know, it wasn't planned. I get up. I speak for about 2 minutes. So everything I had on my table, plus people, I think I took about 20 orders. The people ordered the book. It wasn't even there. And I mean, actually gave me their checks, gave me their money. So I'm telling you, that is one of the best ways to sell books. And I know I'm letting out a huge, huge secret that many people would charge you money for, but I'm giving it to you free, because freely I give, freely I'll get. So I'm giving it to you. Become a conference speaker. Whether you speak at high schools, it doesn't matter where you speak. But typically, if you're a speaker, you will sell more books. It's just as a matter of fact, for me, it happened the opposite. I was actually a speaker first, and it was individuals telling me you need to write a book because they wanted more of the speech. And that's the biggest secret right there. The reason people buy your book is because if your speech is really great, they will want more. And they believe that by buying that book, you're giving them more. So you must become a speaker. If you're shy and, you know, if you like to speak sitting down, that's not a conference speaker, okay? That might be great for a panel. And a panel speaker, you might not sell as many books because it's you and 8 other people, and they may have books as well. You have to become that keynote speaker or that lead speaker. And again, you can come to any of my public speaking classes, okay? So become a conference speaker, hosting a radio show. It's like becoming a speaker. It's very similar. Create this electronic presence, but make sure that the people that are following you or the people who are part of the message that you're giving, tell everyone, research, 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 and then build your platform. And your platform, again, it might be 5,000 or it might be like Oprah Winfrey. Her platform is millions. and she writes one book, she's going to sell millions of copies in like one day because that's her platform. What platform are you building? And your brand and all those things come into play, so there's a lot more. You know, but just a couple of things to add on there, you know, try to create, you know, a book buzz. Try to create some kind of buzz about your book. And don't forget, now here's the last key. I got to give you this, right, because this is so important. Don't promote your book. I know, right? I gave you all that stuff about promoting the book, and then I said, don't promote your book. Because remember, people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. Don't promote your book. But here's what I'm suggesting that you do. You don't promote your book. You have to promote your brand. Okay? Don't promote your book. Promote your brand, and people will buy your book. So that's the last really, really, really big one. So again, hopefully you got something out of it. I mean, I have maybe like 2 minutes left. If you have a question, you can hit your number one key, and I will be glad to answer it for you. Or if you have a comment, if you want to share a thought, or if you have a burning question, this is your time to ask. You just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line, and we have about 2 minutes or less to do that. And I really, really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that, you know, you really got something out of it. I hope that it was some new information for you. I know some of it was, because some of these are secrets that nobody will tell you, and I am going to take this caller. Yes, caller 804, you're live on the air with LaLisa Williams.
Hi, LaLisa. It's Nicole Cleveland, author of So He Cheated, Now What? How are you?
Oh, Nicole, how are you? Awesome lady. What's going on?
I am great. I'm great. Thank you so much for those tips. But I wanted to talk a little bit. I wanted you to answer a question about press. How important is obtaining press and media?
Okay, media and press. Well, it's right. That's a whole nother show. However, doing some of those things that I talked about, like creating that buzz, and those are some of the things that can get you the press, get you the media. Where is it at? Where did I turn? Okay, yes, creating the buzz and promoting, and not promoting your book, but promoting your brand.
Yeah.
Because there's not one single TV show, radio show, radio, blog talk, people like me, yes. But television, on the big networks, you can't call them up and say, oh, here's my book, why don't you have me come on and talk about it? That will never work.
Right. And how important are testimonials?
Oh, testimonials are great. They're also great. But I sold all these 5,000 copies without a lot of that stuff.
Awesome.
That's my whole point. The things that I gave you are all the things that I've done to sell over 5,000 copies. The main thing is being a conference speaker. That is number one.
Amen.
Did you notice that the last conference that we had, our keynote speaker, do you see how the people, what did they do immediately? They lined up at her table.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, it's something magical about being the conference speaker. And so for people, you have to try to get yourself booked, and that's a whole other show. But now press, again, I've sent out press releases. I've paid people for press releases. Trust me, it did not sell me a lot of books.
Great. Good tips. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for having me on your air.
Oh, no problem. Hopefully we'll get you back and we'll do a whole show with you. And we know you have your awesome Breathe Again magazine. For those who are tuning in that you don't know who Nicole Cleveland is, she has an awesome, awesome magazine that you can go online and get that magazine. Please do. She's also the author of a very, very powerful book. And we're going to have her back on to tell us more about her book. But again, those things do help, being on people's shows, putting the press releases. I'm going to tell you where they really help. I'm going to tell you now. Now I will tell you. I'm glad you brought that up, Nicole.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to tell you why that's so important. We only probably have about 2 seconds left before Blog Talk will just cut us off. But the reason, and if I don't get it in this time, we'll do it on my next show. The reason why those things are important, press releases and testimonials, all those things, and any media you can get, and Blog Talk radio shows, regardless if anybody listens or not, because those things you can put into your portfolio.
Right.
To send to the bigger organization that's going to bring you in. Because they just see a list of all that stuff and they think, oh, wow, she's great. He's wonderful.
Good tips.
You do need to do that. Thank you so much for your questions and your comments.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep, that was Nicole, everyone. Okay, so, again, that's all the time we have today. We'll see you back tomorrow, 7 a.m., for some more. How to sell more books.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.